Production. Recorded live.
You are listening to the Geocaching Podcast, a podcast about everything geocaching, where you'll hear tips and tricks, interviews with cachers, and lots more. Welcome to episode 53 of the Geocaching Podcast. Tonight we're talking a little bit about CETO events, that's Cash In and Trash Out. I want to welcome everyone who's listening live to the show. We do this show live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to call in live tonight, our phone number is 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. We'd love to have you. We'd love to hear from you. Or you can also go to our show notes at geocachingpodcast.info. With me is my co-host tonight. I have Daryl W4. Daryl, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. It was a rough day, but I'm glad to be here chatting with everyone tonight.
Yeah, it's been an interesting day here, too. What's been going on with you?
Well, we have a big event coming up in the Detroit area, which is the Belle Isle Spring Caching Event or something like that. Didn't have the GC number handy, but I've been working on the event book for that one, and boy, those guys really, really worked hard on it. They've got more than 30 new caches that are going to be replacing the 25 existing caches, and there's actually two more on the island that aren't being replaced. So for anyone who's in the area, you have the potential for, it's more than 60 caches, but I'm not going to say exactly how many it is at this point.
That's cool.
So that's going to be a nice event, and that's next Saturday. What have you been up to?
Well, today at work, I had to go to a random town near us, and so a place that I had still had some caches that I hadn't hit. And so after I got done doing the computer work that I needed to do, I hit the cache GCKM60, and it was interesting. It was a multi-cache, nothing too I didn't need to work too hard for it, but it was good. I think I got muggled a couple times, but so hopefully it doesn't leave. But it was a good cache. So our topic tonight is the CETO events, and the reason we're talking about this is because actually there is one coming up soon. The International Day is the April 19th and 20th. So we decided we'd talk a little bit tonight about it, and we let you know what's going on. I'm planning a CETO event for the 18th, or the 19th, I'm sorry, in our local area. I'm working with the Parks Department for that. So I decided it'd be a great topic to do. I don't know if everyone has been to one before or not. Have you been to a CETO event, Daryl?
Yeah, I think I've been to like three or four of the events. And never hosted one, but I've always enjoyed going to the events because it is a nice way to give back to the community.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's always fun, and it's a good chance to meet the people in your area that you've not seen before and get a chance to work in cleaning up the parks in the local area that we cache in. So we've kind of mentioned it already, but what is a CETO? It's a cache-in trash-out. It's pronounced either CETO or CETO, or if you're iTrax, it could be CETA. He likes to pronounce things kind of funny. So it could be pronounced any of those different things. And it really is a twofold mission. Because CETO, cash in, trash out, you can do that on every hunt. It doesn't just happen once a year. It happens every time you geocache. You can bring a trash bag along with you with your walks in the woods and pick up the trash that you see in the woods and on the trail. It's a small act, but it can make a huge difference because it keeps the caching places clean, and it speaks wonders to land managers, and it allows them to see that we're not just going to put random geotrash in, that we also are willing to pick up the parks as we're caching too. And the other part of the CETO is a large one day or weekend event, and you can organize like a larger undertaking and accomplish a huge amount that you can't do in just one walk in the park. Basically, you just need to contact your land manager or your local organization and work with them to determine what the needs are of the area. And this can be scheduled any time of the year that works, you know, for your location. Some locations, you know, can do that in December a lot better than others, as we're finding out here with the snow. But anyways, you should always seek permission from the before doing this, especially on private property. Like I mentioned before, there's going to be the organized one that geocaching kind of organizes the 19th and 20th of April. And so this is that's the annual one for this day. So, Daryl, do you want to go in and talk a little bit now about how to plan an organized event?
Sure. From the little bit that I know and the information on the CETO website, it's pretty much like you'd kind of expect. You know, obviously you have to find an area that needs to have some cleanup. You know, the guys in that do the Belle Isle event actually had picked one little corner of the island to do some CETO on last year near the Nature Center, and they were pulling things like gas grills that had been thrown into the water. So, you know, if you see that kind of stuff, you know it's probably a pretty good time to go out and do some CETO. You know, a couple of the other events that I've done have been in cooperation with the park systems, or even out here, our MIGO group has a arrangement with the Michigan Department of Transportation and has a little section of roadway they clean up. So you can identify areas like that that need some work, and then you contact whoever's in charge of that area, whether it be the park manager or, you know, in the case of MDOT, you know, whoever the property manager is for that. But you have to get in touch with the property manager and make sure, as a little bit of a cautionary tale, that you do talk to the right people, because I've run into a few people who have started planning these events only to find out that the person they were speaking with didn't have the authority to actually approve such an event. Now, Andy, you've been working with, I think a park ranger, was it?
Yeah, that's correct. We recently had just switched park rangers that have been in charge of the caching program in our local county parks. The lady who had been in charge of it had and planned in the past these events had moved away to Florida, actually. And so they hired a new ranger, and I had seen that, and I made a couple comments on a couple of their cache pages, and she actually got a hold of me and said, you know, oh, I've heard lots of things that, you know, you've had a lot of contact, and it was geocaching and stuff in the parks, and I wrote back and said, yeah, that's true, because, you know, my wife, for one, used to work in the parks, and I was a huge, we were friends with Ranger Kim, who used to do the geocaching in the parks, and so then I contacted her and said, hey, you know, there's this CETO Day thing that's coming up, and I'd like to organize it. All you have to really do is get with me and tell me what we can do. And it'd be great for you to meet a lot of the local people, because, for one, they put her in charge of doing the geocaching stuff, but she's a new geocacher herself, and so she doesn't really know a whole lot about it. So I figured it'd be a great opportunity for her to get a chance to see the people. So I kind of, in my email, explained to her a little bit about what it is and about what I expect to see out of it, and then ask her if there's a place that we could do this at. And she said, well, I need to get a hold of, you know, the head naturalist, who is the one that would let me know about where we should do that at. And she called me back today and said, yeah, let's go. And so we're going to go ahead and meet on Monday and talk a little bit more about the things that we're going to talk about here tonight. So now that once you've contacted your local authority, land authority, and you have an area, the things that you should discuss with the people that are organizing are there any areas of the park that need special attention? Whether that be special, like we shouldn't be cleaning there because there's special reasons, no, or places that they think that we really need to hit. And another thing too is you want to make sure to talk about, are there any areas of the park or land that you're going to be cleaning up that are specifically off limits? Sometimes park rangers and people don't want you to be cleaning up certain parts of the park. Certain parts of the park can be off limit to normal people, and they may not want you to actually go clean in there. Some parks and many parks have day use fees, which is actually something that I'm probably going to be dealing with this park ranger, because the park that I think we're actually going to be cleaning up does have a parking fee, so I'm not sure if we will do that. But, you know, we'll things to talk about are the volunteers going to receive free parking and entry for the day, or are they going to have to pay too? Just things that you need to keep in mind so you can put on your cash page. Daryl, do you want to take it from here?
All right. Now, talking about different things that you need to make sure of for the cash page, you know, restrooms are a big deal when you're doing these CETO events, and not just for the normal facilities, you know, when people have to take that call from nature, but also you're going to get messy regardless of what you're doing, and you want to have some place that you can at least wash your hands and, you know, change. So it's nice to put that kind of stuff on the cash pages. But you also want to make sure to look at, like, work gloves, latex gloves, trash bags, that kind of stuff. Sometimes you'll get some of that stuff donated by the park system. You know, some of them will be working, because it is around Earth Day, with other organizations. I know in Canada, Tim Hortons had donated a bunch of supplies for last year's Earth Day events, and we got a hold of some of those for some of the cleanups. You know, what do you do with the trash, too? That's not necessarily something that you'll want to put on the cash page, but talk with the land managers. They may have some arrangement where they can get you the trash cans, large dumpsters, and if not, you got to deal with that, too, before you actually go and list the event. You know, and do they have any kind of expectations of special conditions? You know, like MDOT, for instance, you couldn't touch any dead animals. Those had to stay right where they were. You're not allowed to touch them, which, you know, was good news for us. Yeah. Yeah, they actually have someone who comes by and scoops those up and takes care of them. But you might have something else, like, you know, if it's a flammable liquid, or, you know, certainly you got to be a little bit careful these days of non-geocache containers with caps on the ends. There was another situation recently where someone had discovered pipe bombs, from what I understand. So, you know, you got to kind of get some of that kind of stuff worked out with the park systems as well. Mm-hmm. Now, something that we had to do now that hadn't been so much an issue earlier was invasive plant species. Now, I think I remember something about you actually dealing with that the last year, Andy.
Yeah, actually, the park that we cleaned up last year, the park didn't have much trash to clean up, because we're kind of proud of this, but we keep a pretty clean park. And so we didn't have much trash to actually clean up. But there was, I think it was called garlic mustard, this plant that pretty much takes over all sorts of other things, and they wanted that cleaned up. And so we actually had huge trash bags, and we cleaned that up, pulled it out, and it made our hands stink like garlic and mustard. But we had to clean those plants up. So we had to be educated from the park ranger what plant actually needed to be pulled. And that's something that you need to talk about, too, with the park ranger or whoever is helping you set up this event. Now, what should we as organizers bring to the CETO event? Well, it's definitely we should bring drinking water. It's an essential thing, whether we provide access to water or to remind everyone to bring their own water, or we bring it, or there's a drinking fountain. But it's definitely good to make sure that there's going to be drinking water, because some parks, depending on the season, may have their water fountains turned off. So if that's going to be an issue, make sure that you talk with the park department and see if you can either get the water turned on, or if they maybe can provide water, or you can just, like I said, remind everyone to bring their own water, because if you're working out cleaning up trash, you're going to get thirsty. Another thing that we should bring, too, is trash bags. Sometimes the location donates the trash bags, or local stores can do it, or some other local environmental awareness program. But make sure that there's going to be trash bags there. And this goes back to talking about planning it and what we can do now that we have a location. We need to make sure that there's going to be trash bags there so that we have a place to actually collect the things. Gloves, safety vests, or other protective gear, too. Talk about that with your planner. Make sure that there's going to be, or make sure that they're going to provide the gloves, or that people are going to be able to bring their own. I'm planning on probably just saying on my event to everyone bring their own gloves, just because it's easier. People have the gloves that they fit. If they, you know, if you tell them what they're going to be doing on the cash page, they're going to know if they want to bring their own gloves or not. Some of the things we may not think of are something like first aid needs. Consider minor injuries to bug bites, allergic reactions, sunburns, which this will be good for my event since there will be a park ranger there. So that'll be good because they have all of the needs, definitely. So I would go ahead and bring a first aid kit or make sure that your park ranger is going to have one. Daryl, do you want to take it from here?
Sure. Okay. When you're going around, this is something that you'd think about, as an attendee too, there's those sticks with the points on them that you can use to pick up trash, but they also have the little grippy things. And believe me, when you're out there for more than an hour or so, that's going to become a big deal. You're going to want to save something so that you're not either crawling around or bending over all the time. So, check that out. There's all kinds of ways to get those, from your local hardware supply store. A lot of people have been building them, but some of the more ingenious people around here have been taking cheap gardening forks and just, slicing off a couple of bits, and they've got a nice, sharp, pointy stick. And then also, you're going to be out there for a while cleaning up this park or whatever it's going to be. Yeah, it's probably a good idea to have some snacks and, energy foods to have something going for all of those people cleaning up the park for you. So that's definitely something you're going to want to look into, and a lot of the times you'll find that, again, your local shops might be willing to even donate some of that. You just have to find the right person to talk to. Particularly like donut shops are pretty good. And then, cell phones, we can't say that enough. It's always a great idea to tell everyone to bring a cell phone and pass out a list of important phone numbers, whether it be, a park number, the police. You never know what you're going to find in, like, a river, too. So it's always a good idea to give out that information and let people know what they're going to do if they find something a little bit unusual. Or, if they hurt themselves, call 911 and get some help out there. It's something that, as the host, you definitely want to do or designate someone to do is bring the camera so that you have some photos of the event and make sure to get those up to the CETO page. They're great for all of the folks to see what they've got going with the other people. And, you might even want to document some of the more interesting finds. But, just having the photos of the event, the parks usually like having copies of those. So, offer those up to the park system as well. Well, Andy, when you've done the CETO events, how long have they lasted?
Well, they can last up to a few hours to several days. I've never done one that's more than one day. We had, I think ours was like a half-day event. Like, we got together around 11 or so, and then we had a meal, actually, like you had talked about. We actually had a potluck meal and then went out and cleaned up after that. Actually, before that even, we had a kind of a what is geocaching type of a thing. In case people heard about the event either from some of the ways we'll talk about here soon or new to geocaching. And so we had a kind of an event on how to geocache. We had a new geocache in the area that people could go hit. And then we ate and then we cleaned up. So it lasted probably, I think, till 3 or 4. So, it wasn't too long, but we got the job done. It all depends on how long, what you're going to need to be doing. Each person can decide for themselves how long that they can help. I mean, some people can be there all day, some people can't. So sometimes, too, that it could be, like I said, 2 days to a few hours. So, and also a good thing to do, too, is also give people some pointers on what they can do if they arrive late after the posted start time, whether that's get your cell phone or leave someone at the coordinates that will be able to tell people where to go.
And it's typically a fairly good idea to have someone there anyway so that you've got one central location that everyone can go back to pick up, more trash bags or, contact someone if nothing else is available. Now, some of the events that I've gone to have been even like only an hour of actual cleanup, and that does make it nice and easy because you're not out there for a couple of hours, getting sore and everything else. But, a couple of hours is about the longest one I think we've done, and then it's always going to, potluck or everyone goes to a restaurant afterward, hunts for some caches in the park, whatever. So, they always end up being like a full day event, but you usually only clean up for, you know, a small portion of that day.
Yeah, and some of the things too that you need to discuss is when you get there and you actually are doing the, you know, the start of the event, is make sure to discuss where to put the trash too when the event is over. Sometimes, you know, you're going to put it in a trash can. Sometimes they may have a special place to put it, or also if there's like glass, you're gonna, or broken glass, you're going to want to not necessarily put that into your trash can. You're going to want to maybe put it in something different. So, and depending on what you're finding too, you can't just throw some of the stuff away. Like we talked about, if you're finding paint cans or other things like that, you can't just throw that away. So make sure you talk about with your review or with the event coordinator what you're actually going to where you're actually going to put the stuff. Some of the things you may be wondering too is how do you actually get the people to come to your event? And obviously post it to the CETO event page, make a regular event in, you know, just like you would anything else in geocaching. Another thing you can do is post a note in the GroundSpeaks regional forums, because I don't know if you've been there or not, but there are like regional forums that you can put for your area. So put it in there, let everyone know that you're having an event. Another thing too is a lot of areas have local geocaching organizations, and they almost always have forums. You can put them in there. A couple other things you can do, which you may actually get people who aren't geocachers, but that's great because you can convert them, is contact your local media outlets, like your news, your print, websites, community notices, stuff like that. And this encourages more involvement, increases public awareness of geocaching, but you're also going to want to make sure to provide the media with the URL for your event, so other people know how to get to where you're actually going to be at and they can find out more information. Another thing you can do too is ask local businesses to donate either their supplies for the work or prizes to encourage more participation too. Lots of people, especially local organizations, if you're cleaning up the area, are going to be willing to donate some stuff for you. A couple other things you can do too is place the links of events onto your cache pages too, because lots of times people will be hitting your caches and they'll see that, and so that's a good way to advertise for your CETO event. So, but don't forget to take the link from that on your cache pages after the CETO event is over, because then people will be trying to find it and it's done. So, anyways, I would definitely, if you go ahead and put it on your cache page, remember to take it off the page too. Also, you can mention the CETO event in your cache logs too, and point people to your URL too. If you're out caching a lot in the area, put it in your log, and that will get people to be able to see it and know that they can come to your event too. You can also, and one of the things you can do is you can get CETO merchandise. Those can be found at the GroundSpeak shop, and that can be available at your event too. You know, you can buy a few shirts and stuff like that, and then make that available for people to purchase. And so you can get a lot of good advertising as far as geocaching goes. Daryl, do you have anything else to put in as far as the CETO events?
Oh, not a whole lot, but I will say that one of the most effective ways to advertise events, if you have enough time, is to go out and put, you know, like a little business card size flyer into the caches that you visit, maybe some stickers, you know, something like that really does help to build awareness. You know, and people like picking that kind of stuff up, and it's a good reminder that, you know, they can jot down the date and everything and not have to necessarily, you know, write it down when they're there, but something that they can take with them.
All right, if anyone else, like I said, we do this live every week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. If anyone has anything they want to put in right now as far as the CETO events, have you done one? Have you been to one? Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. The phone number is 724-444-7444, and our TalkCast ID is 7525. Dial the number. We'll get you on the show. If you're already in our chat room and you're dialed in, go ahead and press the request to talk, and we'll get you live on the show. In fact, I may go ahead and unmute the couple people that are in here on the phone right now. And if you guys have anything to put in as far as CETO events, if you've been to one, if you've hosted one, what are the things that you like that you don't like?
Well, for me, when we had our last CETO event here not too long ago, the organizers definitely had it very well planned out. We met, of course, at the cache coordinates. They had a table set up in the area where we're at. The parks asked for all volunteers to sign forms that we were there, that we were putting in volunteer time. And at that time was when they made all the announcements, letting us know where to put the trash when we were done picking it up, and that over here was where they want the glass piled, and over here is where they wanted any tires or stuff like that that we might happen to find. Really a very well-planned out event. At ours, there wasn't any food, but they did have some coins for sale, and it was just an all-around good time, especially getting the park a little bit nicer now, now that we've been through and cleaned up all the trash in there.
All right. Yeah, and like I said, you know, ours, I'm excited to see what's going to happen with ours. Like I said, I'm meeting with our local park ranger on Monday, so I should have some good information as far as what went on and how that went next week. On the next week's show, we do this thing live every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can always find our show notes at www.geocachingpodcast.info. And if you have anything that you want to call into us during the week when we aren't live, we have a voicemail number, and we'd love to have you call that, and you can leave stuff there, and we can even play it on the show. So our phone number for that, our voicemail, is 206-350-3GPS, and we would love to hear from you. Thanks, everybody, for joining us this week. Look forward to seeing you guys next week, Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks all for joining us. Have a good week, and go out and get them.